And when you have that much space between you and a defender, are you calling for the puck from Andre in that spit, or are you just hoping he sees you?
I think you're just hoping he sees you, and he got his head up ice and found me, and you almost want to sneak behind him. I mean, not let the D-man know where you are, but he made a great attempt to play the puck and then find him, so it's a great play.
At what point do you recognize that he makes that play defensive and you have the opportunity to find that space?
Yeah, I was kind of coming late off the change, so they had beat me up ice. And, kind of risky, but you're kind of hoping that, he's going to make a play. And he does and finds me, but, it's just one of those plays where it just works out.
And again, you have so much space to go in. What's your thought process as you basically from almost the red line in?
Yeah, I think you're just trying to read the goalie where he's at in that and make a move and commit to it. And, that's what I did. Once he come over his back.
We don't see you get into fights too often, but when you do, it seems like you have a lot of pent up energy that goes into it. I mean, what happens in those moments when you have those fights?
I don't know. They just happen. It's hockey, and sometimes tempers flare. And I know mine was. I don't know if his was as much, but I just ask him to go, and he goes, and throw a couple, and that's it. It's just part of the game. I think it just happens.
Victor said, "The madder you are, the better you play." Do you feel like that's an accurate assessment?
Maybe. I try to stay calm. Maybe. I don't know. I did work out tonight, but I try to do the same thing.
5-0-2 in your last 7 games. It's obviously 7 games. You have points in it. Where do you feel this team is kind of progressing in terms of all this transition we talked about in the first month of the season?
I think managing the puck a lot better, not so many turnovers, not as many odd man rushes against, and then just competing. I think we're working, we're trying to play the right way, and it's turning into points, so hopefully we can do it.
The save that Bazzi makes on Ekblad there at the end, I know we're used to kind of seeing that now, but do you ever really get used to him making those kind of saves?
No, that was incredible. That's, 3-on-2, they make a sauce pass, Ekblad puts it upstairs, and he's able to come across with the glove. I don't know, you can't do much more. I mean, the goalie makes a great save. Bazzi makes those seem routine, but they're definitely not. Saves the game for us, and ends up that we get the 2 points because of it.
You're coming in on that last move. Not a lot of time and space where you got it. Is it better that way, or having a breakaway more time to look at the goalie?
Honestly, I think any time you can get a breakaway is a good time. Maybe sometimes you overthink it, and sometimes when it's quicker, it's better. But I think any time you can get one, it doesn't happen often. So a good every time you get one.
You guys lose Cherney, obviously. You don't know how long he's out, but to get Bogo back and then Sergey back from the suspension, how did that kind of calm things down? Maybe a little bit on the back end tonight.
Yeah, they're steady guys, and they you know what you're gonna get from them. Work hard, block shots, make plays, make the right plays. Definitely nice to have those guys back, because like you say, they do pump things up back there.
Thanks for